I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
It's the finale! And as a thank you for all of you guys listening all these years, we're going to be donating $1,000 of the podcast earnings to our local food bank as just a way to send this off. And it's basically like you guys are donating because from us doing ads is how we earned the money. So yeah, thank you guys.
You guys are popping it, twisting it. We're popping it, twisting it too. Yes, we're donating this money. You guys basically are too. Hey, pop it, twist it, guys.
Bike. It's the bro show. It's Lucas and Jacob.
It's the last episode of season two.
Oh my gosh. Yay.
Welcome to the finale.
Yay. I'm saying yay because like it's the finale. Whoa. It's like we went all the way to kindergarten, first grade, second grade, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th! Now we're going to college! Hey!
Hey, also, since this is the finale, we have a little studio audience. Make some noise. That's the only time they're going to talk. But yeah, there's a whole huge audience in here. We're actually filming this in an arena.
This is so cool.
I feel so nervous.
I do too.
But yeah, we announced last week, if for some reason you skipped an episode, that we're ending the podcast. But just to sort of make everyone feel better, including us, we're saying it's the end of The Bro Show 2.0. Because we don't know. There could be a season three. Why do people even get divorced, honestly? Couldn't you always just say we're on a break? Because even if you're on a break, you'd say, I don't think we'll ever get married again. I don't ever see it. But what's the point of saying we're divorced? We could just be on a break. Because like maybe it'll be like the parent trap and people will get back together. So you know what I mean? I feel like everybody should do our method of never actually breaking up or breaking something off. It's just a hiatus.
You've never been married or anything, but unless it's like a really messy divorce, I kind of feel like the vibe is just be like, oh yeah, like we aren't really effing with each other right now, but let's just like stay married because first of all, it's so often annoying dealing like, okay, what's going to happen with money and stuff. And also, if you're married, you pay less in taxes, so might as well stay married.
Hey!
I think that is true though. So we might as well stay married and be like, oh yeah, like maybe we'll be married again. And then yeah, see what happens.
Even death. It's like Walt Disney, he's trying to freeze his body to come back to life. Nobody's dead, guys. They might come back.
Well, also,
this is just a way of not dealing with reality at the end of the day.
But also, like, no one's dead in the vibe of, like, don't we just become trees after we die and we start talking to each other?
True. We went camping with our dad for Father's Day this past weekend, and somehow we got on the topic of, I think we asked him, do you believe in heaven? And I'm not going to disclose his answer because that's for his podcast. I'm not here to out my dad's views on mortality and the afterlife. But
Man, I'm thinking about these younger years.
Was that song you played? We're all just dust. Jacob played this one song multiple times around the campfire where The lyrics are, we're all just dust in the wind.
I know, and it's by the band, it's by the band Kansas. They actually are from Kansas. It makes me happy when, like, things that I consume are made by people that are Naomi.
Oh, yeah, in the Midwest.
Yeah, so
Midwest
that's cool.
Artists.
But yeah, well, I'll just dust in the wind. And I remember when I first heard that song, I was like, that's so depressing. But then I was just pondering on the song and I realized it's actually empowering too.
Yeah, because we were asked, talking about the afterlife around the campfire, spiritual, the stars are shining. And I think we just started talking about how it's weird how, like, our body is like, everything on the earth is just always going to be here. So, like, even if you die, like, yeah, you'll be made into a tree, like you said. Maybe some part of your body will reform into, like, a Lunchable. Like, we don't really know. And that's the beauty of it. We're all just dust in the wind. And the funny thing is, as we first heard that song, I didn't even notice it was playing in the moment, but we did a video and we were at this pizza place eating the most disgusting, thick.
I know.
It was like a pizza pie. And Jacob and I are just focused on that, eating way more than we ever should have in one sitting. And then Jacob said he was editing the video and he just heard in the background, we're all just dust in the wind.
Do you know what's scary? Someone commented on that video. I don't know whether this is true or not, but someone said that's the song that plays before they die in one of the Final Destinations movies.
Oh my, I noticed in the new.
Yeah, so if that is true, that is just creepy. We're at this haunted hotel, apparently. And then that song was playing.
That is weird, actually. But I actually realized in the newest Final Destination movie, then we rewatched an old one and I noticed they even did it back then, but they always play music that kind of goes with the death, which is fun.
So, like
I remember in the first scene, this isn't spoiling anything because it's in the preview. In the first scene of Final Destination, the new one, they're in this tower and it collapses. Yeah. But then people are falling from the tower and it goes down to the floor level. And like they're in the security office and on the radio, it's playing When Raindrops Fall. Not the Ariana Grande version, like the 50s version.
Yeah.
What's that song? Like Raindrops Falling on the Down. But then it was ironic because the raindrops falling were human bodies falling from the tower. You know what I mean? It's just fun how they use music in a fun way in those movies.
I know. Those movies are actually kind of fun because, like, the newest one, for example, it kind of showed, like it made death so playful.
Oh, yeah.
It actually did, though.
But, we asked you guys last week, what do you want to see us do in this episode? And just so you guys know, we have stuff coming. Like, we aren't just going to be in this basement the whole time. We're going to be visiting a guest that you guys requested. We're going to be going to a location that you requested. Just buckle up, guys, because this is going to be a crazy finale.
Oh, yeah. And this is what happened last time. Like, so we announced it was ending, and then some of you guys comment stuff and email us stuff, and it's like, whoa, I just can never fully understand how, like, some of you guys, it seems like really like the podcast. So it's actually really heartwarming. And yes, we are stopping it for now, but it's really cool that I don't know why I'm saying some of you guys, like I'm favoring some of you guys, but that you guys like it. That it's such really nice.
Oh, yeah, the comments were eye-opening. Like, someone said they started listening to the podcast when they were pregnant. And they're like, now that thing is 5 years old.
I know.
You know, and it's like, and they're like, I've been listening every... Now my kid's a fan. Like, my kid is growing up to be like you guys, like, because they made it. They also put earphones on their pregnant belly when they were pregnant. Like, somebody said, oh, I started this when I was in college and I was so stressed out. And now I'm out of college and, like, I'm still stressed. But, like, you guys helped me.
I know. It just, someone also said that we changed an entire generation.
I know. And I was like, I didn't realize we did that.
Yeah.
But we did.
I know, and it's cool realizing, like, I didn't know that we changed the whole generation, but we did.
No, but also it's just creepy. I'm not even kidding. Thinking about, we're recording this in the basement. Like, every episode has basically been in this basement. And then, like, there's actually people listening. Like, it's just weird. Like, I know that's the most cliche thing all these influencers always say. Like, wait, people are actually watching? But it actually is weird. But it also isn't weird because I do feel connected. There's like, it's like this energy. And that's what I was saying last week. It's like this parasocial relationship. And something about podcasts really grows that, like, I feel like I know them all. Like, they know us, but, like, we don't know each other, but we all do.
Yeah. Like, someone commented something in the last podcast that did make me giggle. They said, if They said, if I had that many people listen to me speak every week, I would never stop doing it. And it is weird that, yeah, there is like a few thousand of you guys that listen every week. It is fascinating. But like Lucas said, I feel like I don't really ever think of like the number or anything, but but like it isn't that weird because I kind of feel like when we are doing the podcast, I don't picture it. We're just throwing it away after I pitch like it is like there's like, I'm just pitching like people at a dining table and like we hand them the SD card.
Oh,
it's like that type
listen.
Of vibe, what I picture in my head.
Yeah, it's kind of like a cult.
Yeah, I'm pitching like a dining table made out of wood.
I did copy and paste some comments I found funny.
Oh, I did too.
So somebody said, I think this might have been the top comment, at least at the time I saw it. Announcing this during Pride Month is a hate crime. I didn't really realize that we were... I forgot that we are the gayest podcast in the world. And then during the gay month, we just quit. Like, what message does that send out to all the gays listening? Since all gays look up to us.
I know, that is really sad, but there's no connection, guys.
I know, like, we are not going to stop being gay. Like, I think a lot of people thought, like, oh, we're going to announce we're going to conversion camp or anything. No plans as of now.
Yeah, actually.
Somebody also said, I have an idea for the finale. Announce season 3.
I know, that's the thing is that we said last episode, can you guys put in the comments what you guys want us to do for next episode? And I swear literally 95% of the comments are not suggestions. I was picturing most of the comments to be suggestions. But yeah, not that many people suggested stuff. They more just like told us why they like the podcast or they're mad that we're quitting. But that, yeah, like, so I was expecting like people to put way crazier suggestions.
Somebody did have a crazy one, though. They said, have Sabrina Carpenter on. And I'm just going to assume, like, this person might have been joking, but it literally just said, have Sabrina Carpenter on. And I want to believe that that person thinks that somehow we could do that. Like, I love that in their mind, they're like, they could easily have Sabrina Carpenter on. You know what I mean? Like, I hope they in all reality, they probably were just joking and were like, you'll never get her. But I want to believe that they thought this was like, they think that we're like, call her daddy and like, we could just get her on, you know?
A funny story, yeah, who knows what the vibe was. Let's say they were serious. A funny story that I have about that whole idea that you're talking about is when I was in high school, there was this girl in my class where she was like, your brother's Fred, oh my gosh. And she was like, wait, so like, do you take like a private jet to school every day? And like, and now I know we were young, but I don't think she was joking.
And then she thought you lived like this luxurious life since you were Fred's brother.
And I remember someone else said, like, why don't you live in like Hollywood then? And then that kind of goes though, into like what you're talking about the Sabrina Carpenter thing of like, I would assume that person was joking, but if they aren't joking, it kind of is like what some of those people in high school said. But yeah, like it was funny when they said that because it's like, yeah, I guess like that. Yeah.
I wish we could have Sabrina Carpenter on. I'm a Carpenter. Is that what she calls her fans?
That's the thing. None of us tried. Why are we acting like we can't get her on? Like, no, me or Lucas didn't DM her, didn't start a whole campaign on Instagram saying, Sabrina, we love you. Get you on the podcast. Man child, number one. Like, no, none of us did that. So we can't even say, we're unlucky. She doesn't know us. Like,
yeah,
we didn't try.
We had a very defeated mindset, victim mindset, self-sabotaging. Yeah, like, we just had a belief in our mind that we couldn't get her. So yeah, she isn't in this episode. And I apologize. I know all of you guys wanted it, but she's not going to be on this. We honestly, if we really tried, I feel like we could have gotten a 5-minute Zoom call.
No, that's
like
what I was
pitching.
Like a
5-minute Zoom call, maybe a cameo. Maybe she records a 30-second thing. Like I feel like somehow we could have pulled some strings. I could have, who do I know?
Well, people always say, you're within, isn't that a whole theory? You're within 7 degrees of everyone in the entire world.
Okay, Jacob once collabed with JoJo Siwa. JoJo Siwa is a singer. Sabrina Carpenter is also a singer. Like, we actually could have done it.
No, yeah, but I feel like what you're saying is accurate. When I was saying we didn't try, that I wasn't picturing she would literally be in the basement with us. That's not trying to be annoying, but that actually would be quite impossible because we live nowhere around her. But I could see what you were saying. A 3-minute Zoom call of her saying, hey, what's up? You know? I could maybe see that in like a distant world.
Child. You're just a man child. But it's funny because I saw before that song came out, it was kind of a TikTok trend guessing what it would sound like. But I love doing shit like that. I remember for some reason. I don't know why I'm saying for some reason. I was an Iggy Azalea fan. I'm going to own it. If she released a song today that was good, I would still listen. Like, I'm not like, oh, I'm over her. Like, I would be excited if she released a bop. But before Fancy came out, I remember being so excited because I was also a fan of Charlie XCX. And I saw they're doing a song together. And they announced it like 2 weeks before. And I remember I kept joking to my friends at the time, like, what I thought it would sound like. And I was like, maybe it'll be like, I'm fancy. Yeah, like, I was just so excited thinking about what it would be like. But that made me laugh because that's what people were doing to Manchild.
Didn't anyone get it pretty accurate or no?
Not really. They were always doing like, I don't even know, but no one got it, I don't think. But what if someone did get it like exactly?
Oh, like got it kind of similar. That'd be funny.
But somebody did. But I love that song.
And I think that is like a classic thing. Like, cause I kind of remember doing that. Like, I haven't done that in a long ass time, but I feel like I've done that too before. If I'm so excited for a song, like, I go, this is what it will sound like.
Also, when all of you guys listen to Sabrina Carpenter's new album, just know that it's coming out on my birthday. So when you're listening to it, also just be like, it's also Lucas's birthday right now.
August 29th.
Yeah, pre-save it now. It's on Apple Music.
This year is like already such a good year for music.
I know.
My favorite comment was, smoke salvia in the safety of your own home. Give us a Miley moment. And then this person,
that would have been funny, like, as a viewer, that would be hilarious. Like, I would love to see people smoke salvia, especially people like us who give the vibe they'd be so scared of it. Like,
but also,
I would be laughing watching that.
It also does sound so iconic. And I'm just like, I'm using the word iconic and I would be living if we also did it how she did it. I'm picturing us laying on our stomachs on the carpet doing a photo booth moment. Isn't that how it was kind of recorded on this little shitty camera?
I think it was like a crappy BlackBerry back then.
So a photo booth moment and actually just get, I actually don't know where you get, you can't just get salvia, right? You have to get it illegally.
Like, honestly, if we wanted to fulfill that comment, would we just hang out at the grocery store and like, I don't even know who you'd ask.
I feel like we just go to the mall and ask a bunch of people, like, don't go inside the mall, you hang out in the parking lot with a cigarette. You hang out in the parking lot with a cigarette. And then people come up to you. Yeah. I literally just made that whole thing up. Honestly, I don't have experience.
That would be terrifying, us doing salvia. Like, I just picture like me falling into this vortex and screaming, like, help!
I already know we wouldn't have uploaded it. Even if we did do this comment, I already know we would have thought, this is way too embarrassing to even upload on the internet. So.
Also, a lot of people said, Lucas should be drunk and Jacob should be high. A lot of people asked for a wine night vibe, but we decided we wanted to be clear-headed for this last episode and really take it in, be present. I don't want to black out this moment. It's the finale of the bro show, you know?
Yeah, I think it would kind of be rude if we did that, actually.
I'm joking. Wow, this is growth. We've become sober.
Even when we, when we did that drunk episode, like, I feel like we purposely made it so unhinged. Like, yes, we were just unhinged, but I feel like since we were hyping it up, it's a drunk episode and stuff. Like,
and it was right after your 21st birthday. Do we ever reveal that we cut out like probably 50% of that episode?
I feel like we probably did. Yeah, it was just so much of like us being a little bit too sentimental. It's not too sentimental, but I just don't know if I want that.
Sometimes if you drink on too empty of a stomach, you just start crying. It brings up all this trauma that you haven't gotten over. I mean, you could pretend, oh, I was just drunk, but it's like, why? I was still bawling about it, so I guess I need to work through that.
And also, it was during the afternoon. And if you've drank before, if you drink in the afternoon, something about that, like, it's probably because you don't have as much in your stomach than if you drink after dinner, but it, like, kind of hits hard.
Something about crying while drinking is so fun, though. Like, it's never a bad experience, unless you're with people who, like, make fun of you for it or something. But if everyone's just accepting it, like, it's just fun.
But especially, yeah.
Like, it's fun, like, you get to cry, and then, like, you're talking about your shit. And then, like, once you're over it, like, the person next to you starts crying about their shit. And then you get to dive into all their shit for an hour.
I wish we would be drinking wine right now, because it sounds so fun. Crying while drinking wine. 3 cameras on me.
Oh, lights up.
That'd be fine.
I'm never going to cry while drinking and without 3 cameras pointed at me.
Yeah.
Like, what is the point, honestly? If there's not a mic in front of my mouth, I am not going to cry while drinking.
I feel like next time I cry while drinking, I'm going to tell the people that I'm with, get your cameras out.
Cameras up.
No, but with I the think flash.
But did we leave in part of the crime? Because someone tagged me in a TikTok the other day, and it was you during the drunk episode. And you said, okay, well, sometimes... I'm not going to cry.
Yeah.
Sometimes, what was that part?
I don't know. I feel like with stuff like that, like, I just don't want to watch it. Probably just something, maybe it was, like you were saying, like something kind of important that, because like you were saying, I do like believe what you're saying. Like if you're crying while drinking, it's probably something you actually think. But when I look back at when I've cried while drinking, most of the time, and I'm not saying all the time, but it seems like nowadays, most of the time I'm just crying because I'm so thankful. I feel like I feel like when you drink, like the wave of thankfulness hits harder. Where you realize like, wait, what?
I know, it's like, okay.
Okay, now some other comments. As soon as you get settled, it's gone. Now comments like this, I know it's serious, but it made me laugh because it gives a vibe of like, more like your dad and we're like, we like tried to be have a happy family and we're like, no, we're leaving the mom, we're going back to Las Vegas.
And people were saying it just gave like a toxic relationship dynamic. Us stopping the podcast, starting it again, and then saying we're stopping it again. Like it's just toxic.
Oh yeah, and then there was some other funny ones like, I'm going to need to up my Prozac prescription now.
Oh no.
It's like nobody wants to work these days.
Oh, that's
actually a good one. I like that one.
I know, because technically we are quitting a job.
I know.
You know what I mean?
It's where like last
episode.
Like
we have other jobs, but like weird, this is us quitting a job.
Last episode was us technically going to our boss and giving a 2-week notice. But instead of a 2-week notice, we're giving a 1-week notice.
That's why we're actually quitting a job. Like, that is it. We're actually, like, I get why some people are mad because they're the boss, basically. Like, the audience is the boss, and then we're just quitting on them. And they're like, bitch, not to find a new podcast to listen to. Like, it's just annoying. I get it.
And we didn't even give the 2 weeks. Are you supposed to give 2 weeks? You only give a week.
So people also commented saying, we need an update on the Acne Studios designer jeans.
Okay, now this flooded my mind. But once I saw the comment, I was like, thank goodness that wasn't the last episode, because that was such a big part of the podcast. Like, I think we literally, one of the podcasts is titled like Lucas's Big Designer's Flaws.
I think it was Lucas sold his designer clothes because he's poor.
Yeah, like that was such a, that's one thing I like about season 2 of the podcast. Just if you're bored right now, just go to the podcast page on YouTube or Spotify. I just love how we fully milked every episode with the thumbnail and title.
Like, I know, it's the most dramatic titles. Like, the titles don't match the episodes, really.
And then the episode where we talk about my voice. Okay, so just title, we talk about his weird voice, but the thumbnail is me with my hand on my chin, and there's a therapy room behind us. Like, that's what's so iconic about it, though, is that what you were saying is that If we were being more serious, but I think that's just not innately us, it would make sense. But it's like, for the most part, it's like there's a lot of just like fluff jokes in it, you know?
Oh, for sure.
Or like just
us
like viewing stuff more in a silly way.
So anyway, if you don't remember, I was trying to sell my Acne Studios designer jeans. Yes. I once owned Acne Studios designer jeans, 1991 version, I think it was called. And I wanted to sell them. Nobody wanted them. So I decided to give them away. Do an act of giving. And we had a competition. One of you guys won them. They said they were going to like paint them or something. And people were like, you have to tell them to paint them real quick because they were going to send a photo of them in the jeans. I DM'd them. They said they haven't painted them yet. But they did want to come clean on some things. They said that they did write their comment using AI. And the whole competition was, like whatever comment you guys see in the comments, and the most liked one will win. Y'all liked an AI comment.
Okay,
so that's not even on him. That's on the audience.
And the thing is, when we were looking at these comments, because I was excited to see what the comments were, because I wanted to see everyone's story to get the jeans. Lucas was saying, this is definitely AI. And I think I for sure knew where you were coming from, but deep down, I just really wanted to believe that someone put that much effort into a comment. It was like some fake story or something. I forgot. But I remember thinking, like, I hope it's real, because that's just so cool thinking about someone spending time to write that. But then just AI. But, I mean, they still put time into, like, telling AI what to do. So, I mean, it's still something.
They kind of blamed it on our sister because that was the episode our sister was on. And she used AI to make our game show. And she said that. So he was like, well, it was on my mind because your sister was doing that. So it's basically our sister's fault.
Why are you blaming our sister?
I'm joking. But they haven't painted the Acne Studios jeans, but they did make an AI video with the jeans.
But, like, ooh.
It's time to do the finale sponsor, Cash App. Hell yes. Okay, real question. Have you ever tried to pay someone back for brunch and the app was like, cool, we'll get that to them in 3 to 5 business days? Like, hello, it's 2025, honey. My money should move way faster than that. That's why we're here to tell you about Cash App. It's fast, it's easy, it's safe, and it just works. You don't need a bank account to sign up. Just your phone or email, and boom, you're in. It's great for sending friends money for gas, splitting dinner, or whenever you just want to pay someone back fast. And you know when you're about to send money somewhere and you get that little sketchy gut feeling? Yeah, Cash App gets that too. It'll actually throw up a scam warning if something seems off. I love that.
Also, can we talk about how fun it is to personalize payments? With custom texts, stamps, or backgrounds you chose, it makes paying someone back for sushi way more iconic. For a limited time only, new Cash App users can use our exclusive code to earn some additional cash. For real, there's no catch. Just download Cash App and sign up. Use our exclusive referral code, LucasJacob, in your profile and send $5 to a friend within 14 days and you'll get $10 dropped right into your account. Terms apply. That's money. That's Cash App.
Thanks, Cash App.
Ooh.
So yeah, they made that music with AI and everything. So pop off.
Yeah, I watched the whole thing and I love how they, I love the voice. Whoever, that like country man.
I know. And it's just so dramatic.
Yeah.
They did that, the Acne Studios update.
Yeah, so unfortunately we don't have a photo, but, you know, it's cool that someone might be wearing them, may not be.
So for the finale, I wanted to do a little bit of a magic trick. I've been like,
Chris Angel?
Yeah, I'm having a Chris Angel moment. I saw this mentalist man on YouTube and... yeah, he just was like a mentalist. He reads people's minds and... I decided I'm going to try to read Jacob's mind here. Let's see.
Let's do it.
If I can do it. The show begins now. Okay, you guys. So I'm not going to claim I'm God or something, but I do have the ability to read Jacob's mind. Let's begin. Okay. So if you're on audio currently, I have a paper, piece of paper, just a regular piece of paper. Touch it, Jacob.
It feels just normal. Like a piece of paper.
It's not a magic piece of paper. And what does it have written on it?
A, B, C, D. You rubbing your nose?
Sorry, my nose itched. It has A, B, C, D on it. Okay, let's see if I can read your mind. Going through A, B, C, D, tell me which one to cross out.
C. Okay, crossing it out.
Now, grab the piece of paper and look what letter I wrote in the back.
What
letter?
C.
Okay, my magic trick's done.
Can you tell us how you did that? Because I actually am like,
surprised. Hell no, I'm taking this on the road. I'm not going to give away my secrets. I'm going to become a mentalist and work in Vegas.
The one thing I can come up with is that you wrote C way more messy than the other letter. Every letter's messy, but C's the most messy letter. So the only thing I can come up with is that you wrote it more messy so it stands out more, because it literally does stand out more. So then you assume people pick that.
Okay. Well, they always say when somebody has a psychic moment, people do try to intellectualize it or like just make sense of it. And I get it. If I saw somebody do what I just did, I'd be confused too.
Well, usually I would be like, it's magic, but you've told me a few times over the past few months, because you watch these mentalist interviews, you told me that it's all just fake. So then I have to assume it's fake. But I just don't like when people say that.
Even though we're quitting this job today of this podcast, keep a lookout on my social medias, because I'll probably start booking one-on-one Zoom sessions where I'll read your mind for $450 an hour. So yeah, I'll start saving up for that because I think I just found my calling.
Yeah, because I don't understand how you did it.
I'm so happy at work.
Oh, wait, but... Oh, I think I know.
Oh, what's it? What do you think?
I'm pretty sure that pen wasn't on the floor before that.
So Well, it wasn't because I X'd out the C when you wanted me to X it out.
Oh, yeah. So I guess I didn't really think about it till now, but you wrote it on the back. Yeah, so that's exactly what happened is you wrote it on the back, but because it's like what you were saying the other day. We were driving to do this video and we were talking because it took like hours to get there and you were saying like, They make you think about other things so you don't think about what's actually happening. I actually just realized it, even though it's really that's the most obvious thing, but I just didn't think about it. You wrote it on the back. Well, because I didn't notice, which I mean, like, that's really a really good example. I didn't even notice. And that's, like, a good example of, like, if you're doing a magic trick, even though you think you're looking at everything so vividly, you're actually
but
not.
But you think I wrote the C while I was just sitting here?
I said C, yeah, I guess. Because if you look at the C in the back, it's so small and stuff. Like, you could easily write it. If it was
I'll
big.
I'll actually check back the videos. I'll actually swear on Luna's grave that that's not the way I did it.
Okay, so you didn't write it?
No.
In really fast?
But we're going to keep it a mystery so I can start my psychic business.
I'm not giving
away my secrets.
Yeah, I still don't understand it because, like, there's been... I feel like we've seen a lot of magic shows recently,
yeah,
and I still don't understand how people do it because I feel like I'm looking vividly, but
like actually into mentalism, what I did is not even like that crazy, but it is creepy watching these very advanced mentalists because like Jacob said, they always say like, by the way, I'm not psychic. Like some of them do pretend to be psychic, but it literally isn't magic. Like they just have a way of manipulating the people they have a way of like when they're on, like they always say, I don't do this in my regular life, but when they're like on being a mentalist, they have a way of like manipulating the whole situation, like changing people's perceptions. Like it's just weird.
But I feel like
we've seen so many mentalist shows where it just is weird how they do that shit. Like I guess because that's the fun part. Like if you're an audience member at one of these magic shows, like you want to be taken on the ride and like, oh, I'm going to be manipulated by them and they're going to surprise me. So it's kind of just, I guess also you're like... allowing them to do it.
But what I hate about it is people that use this like mentalist stuff for reality. Like this is just a random example, but now this isn't someone purposely trying to do they aren't doing magic, but it is technically a mentalist trick. On Nathan Fielder's show though, that show is like so all over the place and fun, but yeah, there's like this random part where one of these actresses says, "Oh yeah, whenever I want a guy to kiss me," and they were talking about in real life, I look at their lips and then I look at their eyes, but they don't do it obviously. They like you wouldn't know if they did that to you for the most part. Like maybe you wouldn't notice, but most people wouldn't. And that's an example. And she was saying, whenever I do that, most of the time the guys like know that they can kiss me and then they kiss me, but like they don't even notice that she did that. But that's an example of kind of like a mentalist trick, because if that is true, that most people would kiss her after she looked at their lips and then their eyes, it shows that there is ways to manipulate people without them knowing. And that's really, but that's just like a simple example. But then it's like scary because like, what if like politics and stuff are doing that? Like what if, and like that's what probably cults do and like, it honestly is like scary as F. So we can act like it's not scary, but I legit think it's scary.
No, but even how, isn't it a thing where like 60% of communication is through body language? So like even not even in these scary scenarios, like a cult or something, but like just being with people, like you're manipulating everyone around you by the vibes you're giving off with your body. Like, but it's so weird because they aren't consciously thinking of it and you aren't consciously thinking of it, but that is happening. It's just weird how there's all this shit that we take in that like, obviously we can't think about it all because our brain... would go crazy, but like some part of your consciousness is taking.
And then some people say, like, even just your face says so much. So not even if you're looking at someone's body, just their face. So yeah,
it is weird.
I don't know. It's like actually crazy. Okay, yeah. So even though I said Olio, like there was a bunch of comments that were just like not even giving suggestions. But one of the top comments that had the most likes that actually was a suggestion was finale topic. Have an honesty session about why the podcast is ending. Who wanted it to end more? Evo had an argument about the podcast, odds of season 3, etc. No, I've read this already, but the first time I saw it, I honestly laughed because I was like, this comment is basically, it has the vibe to me when I read it of like, we're both so superficial and fake, so can you at least be fucking honest for 10 suck it.
I know, because
that's how I read it.
Because in that episode, we gave our reason for why we're stopping the podcast, but then they said, let's have an honest session. Actually tell us the real reason why you're stopping.
And the top comment is this, but like Bravo Union style. So I guess we do need a mediator.
Somebody wanted us to do it reunion style?
Yeah, I had like 43 likes.
Okay,
so
let's get into it. Honesty session.
Should we have an Andy Cohen ask a question and then we answer it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, Jacob and Lucas. Some people have said there may be tension, and that's why you're canceling the podcast. That's what Caitlin from Indiana said on Twitter. What do you think? So there isn't any tension, but I guess I can maybe understand why people might think that because it seems like a lot of people have tension when they're siblings, so it's a common thing.
Okay, so now let's get into why we actually stopped this effing podcast. Who wanted it more? Tell them, Jacob.
No!
I'm just kidding. No, we both wanted it equally. That just made me laugh, though, because this same day we ended our podcast, Tana Mongeau and her co-host stopped their podcast, and I listened to that podcast and it was canceled. But it was so funny because I saw a TikTok clip, and it was them talking about ending their podcast, and they were saying, yeah, like, we're going to be friends and stuff. Like, this is all good. And then people were in the comments, like psychoanalyzing it all, and they were saying Tana's body language is saying the exact opposite. But it was funny because in the clip, like, I don't even think this is actually what... Maybe her body language was telling the truth, but... the Brooke girl, like her co-host, was saying, we'll still be friends after this. And Tana was saying, yes, yes. But she was shaking her head no. Isn't that weird? Like, what if her body language is actually giving it, was actually doing no? Because she was saying, yeah, for sure. Like, we'll be friends. Like, what people were just saying, like, their vibe gave the part. They gave the vibe of, like, they are never going to talk again after that podcast is over.
With this whole body language thing, you mentioning that actually makes me think, like, have you realized this before? No. I'm not good at reading body language of people I don't know, but I feel like people that I hang out with a lot or I spend time with a lot, I realize that I can actually like tell more about them than the average person. Have you realized that? Like sometimes you can like tell more about people that you actually know than, I mean, you, I'm not talking about conversation though. I'm just talking about you can tell people that you actually know's vibes and all that more than just random people on the street, at least
yeah,
for me.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I mean, the podcast got a season two because, like Lucas mentioned it, but then we both were like inspired and we were like, yeah, let's do this. And then like we spent like a few weeks like thinking about it, being like, what should it be? And we had a bunch of ideas. We made like a background that's so iconic.
Wait, didn't they ask if there ever has been a fight about the podcast? There has never been a fight, but there was one time early in the podcast where we started recording an episode and then 5 minutes in, I said, I'm not doing it today.
Oh, yeah. That was season two, too.
Yeah, I remember I said, I just can't, like, the vibe's off. But like, so there wasn't a fight, but that was an unaired episode.
Where I
that
thought you had a migraine.
I think, I just was a bunch of shit. I don't think I'd, like, eaten enough that day or something, but... So there was an unaired drama episode where you guys never saw it. It's been deleted off all the hard drives, but there was an episode of this podcast 2.0.
I forgot
where
about
I started
that.
The podcast and then I, like the Bravo reunion episodes, I actually stormed off set. I didn't like we shut off the cameras and then I left, but technically I stormed off the episode.
I know. And the funny thing about that never day done is that if the podcast listeners or viewers watch that 5 minutes, maybe I'm wrong, because, yeah, even though I just said I'm good at reading people's body language that I actually know, like, I feel like it just felt like a normal episode. But that just proves that maybe I was just in my own little world being like, hey, it's a podcast. And then, yeah.
Oh, I guess so.
That was that actually is funny. That actually happened.
That was the biggest drama of the season, I think.
Yeah. And then they also... Oh, yeah. So why is it actually ending? I feel like what we said last episode is true.
Yeah, we weren't lying.
Yeah, like, we're going to focus on other... I literally just stole this from, like, a PR thing, but, like, Creative Endeavors, a.k.a. our YouTube channels for now.
All right, well, let's go to the next segment of the finale, why don't we? A guest is going to enter in 3, 2, 1.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Using my GI Bill taught me I can do anything. And seeing me graduate taught my daughter she can too. VA benefits cover tuition, housing, and supplies. Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
Okay, now we're to the talk show format of the finale. We've been hyping up a guest, and it's time to reveal who it is.
Get into the groove, you gotta love you. It's Madonna!
Come on in!
Oh!
It's Mama Crookshank. She was an icon.
I'm so excited to be here.
She was the queen of season one, and she's finally back.
This was the top comment that was actually a suggestion for something to do. Like, there was multiple comments, but this one said, petition to bring Mama Crook for the last episode, please.
I don't know, how does it feel? Like, we asked them, they could have whatever they wanted for the finale.
I don't know.
And they said you.
Well, are you sure it wasn't all me writing those comments?
Well, unless you created 409 accounts, no. Which I don't think you have that much time.
Did you hire bots?
I did. I hired bots. No, I didn't actually do anything with it. Wow, it makes me so proud. But I did birth you guys, so I am pretty awesome.
I know. She's responsible for the bro show. She's technically the creator.
So there's just some technical difficulties because...
dogs.
Yeah, yeah. They might go on, step on the cord.
And you have a lot of animals, so they're just running around, unplugging stuff, just wrecking havoc on the set.
I know. Anyway, I thought maybe you didn't have me on because maybe I said something that got me canceled or something. I wasn't sure.
Wait, you actually thought that?
Well, I didn't know. I thought maybe people are mad at me or something. I didn't know.
Oh, no. The comments, basically every week of the Bro Show 2.0, somebody's been asking to have you on. But like Jacob said... you have a new job, a new schedule. You're just always booked and busy. You have so many grandkids.
Whatever.
So many pets.
We were just trying to gatekeep you because we knew if we had you on, people were going to start saying, maybe you guys should be talked about less and we could have you talk more. And you might actually steal our job.
No, I don't. I don't think so. But
as, you know, on like Ellen and Oprah, they'd always give people gifts for being on the talk show. Our big finale gift is we're going to order you Panda Express for dinner.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
But
we're giving away every part of this podcast. We're doing a giveaway, and this is the giveaway for this part of the podcast.
Jacob actually did already tell her the gift before we started filming, and you said you don't want it.
No, because I eat Panda Express every Friday, and it's Monday right now.
Okay, so you only can have it. Certain days of the week aren't panda nights. I get it. Okay,
so what's your offer Panda Express order, though? People want to know.
I used to get a plate, but now I get a bowl. Half lo mein noodles, half vegetables, and then beef and broccoli. Because if you get the bowl, I swear they fill it up higher than they do a plate. So it's a little deal.
Hack.
Yeah.
Okay.
I saved myself like $2. Yeah.
But if this was the Wendy Williams show, this would sort of be like the pop culture segment of the thing. Because if you guys haven't ever watched a Mama Crook episode, she's the pop culture queen. So we need to know your updated opinions on everything. Which we were saying before we started recording, that I don't think during the Bro Show first version when you were on a lot, you were really a Swiftie. And now you're the Swiftie girl.
Oh my gosh. And another big thing is... I don't mind Selena anymore.
Oh,
wait,
you don't?
That is a big bit of growth.
It's big because I thought maybe that sort of got me canceled before. But now that since she's with Benny and stuff, I like her.
Oh, people are actually going to be screaming in the comments.
Yep.
Because I swear every time you were on, you just would say, Selena's not it.
Yeah.
She's not the vibe.
But I like her now. But obviously, Tay-Tay, I really like.
Are you a huge... It seems like you became more... You became a really big Taylor Swift fan once it got into... What are they called? Tavis? Trailer?
Trailer?
Oh, what,
Trailer
is, Trav? What is the... Tay-Tay
and Trav.
Name.
It seems like
know.
That brought you into a new part of the fandom.
Yeah, because we live sort of by Kansas City. I mean, not really, but, you know, KC is our team, and yeah, that just really put me over the top.
I know, I even became a football fan since you've last been on the show.
Oh, well, I always liked Patrick Mahomes, okay?
Oh, okay, and he's on the same team.
Yes, but now I'm, yeah.
I guess she is. It makes sense for you would be more of a fan of her because she is in a closer proximity to you more often.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
So, say it on the record, like, will they get married? Will they get divorced?
Yeah. If they aren't already married, they will get married next year when his season's done. Yeah.
Oh, actually, I did see there's a conspiracy that they're secretly married right now.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Why? Why would it be secret?
Because it would be such a...
Media
huge
storm.
Media storm. Yeah.
Oh, and people would try to like get photos of the wedding or something.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
You think that maybe that isn't true?
Yeah, I don't. I think they'll get married after the season next year. You know, start having their little Tay-Tay Trav babies, and yeah, live happily ever after. Happily ever after for sure.
No divorce.
No
ever.
Doubt. No divorce. No doubt.
Oh my God! Well, she put it on the record. We'll have to check back on this video in 20 years and see what all happened.
No,
what was your previous view of Taylor Swift like in 2019?
Oh, I just liked her, but you know.
It seemed like it was more of just she was there, but now she's like,
she's
now
there.
Now she's there.
She's actually there.
Her concert sort of put her over the top too, you know, her.
I remember when her last album came out, you would text me sometimes just saying like, oh, I like this song now, I don't like this song, or I'm into this song.
Which one, Fortnite?
I remember the whole Tortured Poets Department.
Oh, the Tortured Poets Department, yeah. Yeah, yeah, because I listened to the whole album in the hot tub, yeah.
But do you think you're more of like a fan of Taylor Swift, the person, than rather the music? Or do you think you're just as much of a fan of the music?
I'm as much as a fan of the music now.
So what's like your favorite album then? Do you think it's like an older album or a newer one?
Reputation.
Reputation?
Yeah.
Okay, so now that we know that you're currently a Swiftie, is there any other updates that have happened? Because when's the last time you've been on the podcast? Like 3 or 4 years?
Oh my God, probably.
Probably like 4 years at this point,
right? I
don't
know. Probably when I was 25. I don't know. A long time.
I know, that's a lot of time has passed. You now have a new Pomeranian, one Pomeranian passed.
Oh, Phoebe. Yeah. I could go get her ashes if you want to see them, but.
But you still have them?
We want to see
them.
Yeah,
they're on my dresser.
Joking. Oh my gosh. All right, should we pour them on the table?
No, no. She passed. Did you tell
them?
She passed literally 2 days before Luna.
Oh, yeah. Literally, both of our Pomeranians died the same week.
That's actually so weird to me still.
So I know weird. That is so weird. Like, maybe they were spiritually connected somehow.
I don't know. It's very sad, though.
But now we have a new Pomeranian. My mom got a new Pomeranian, and then I basically have one, too.
Yeah.
So now we're over the death. So if we ever have someone die or an animal, just replace them.
Yeah.
Samantha reminds me so much of a human name. So it's funny that that's
That's not what I wanted her name to be. I wanted it to be something fancier. But your father said if I was going to get a new Pomeranian, I had to name her Samantha. Why? I have no idea. He never dated anyone named Samantha that I know of.
You think maybe it was a past girlfriend he was trying to relive through?
Maybe, maybe. And we named her Samantha Josephina because that way, you know, if you want to be hillbilly-like, you can call her Sammy Joe.
Is there any... So what else should we get into? Just more pop culture? Celeb gossip?
Well, wait. I want to talk about the botany episode last week, how you said peony.
Wait, well, how do you say it again?
Peony. Like, seriously, like, I mean, I know nothing about flowers. Nothing. Never taught you anything, but everyone knows you call it peony.
You should have taught us that.
And a maple tree? We have a maple tree in every front yard we've ever lived in.
Oh, yeah, so you're saying hi. I didn't know what a maple tree was.
Yeah.
You never told us, though, that it was a maple tree.
Probably you did at one point, right?
I think it's just inbred. You knew that when you were born, right?
Inbred? We're inbred?
No, I mean...
I thought you were telling us that we were inbred right then.
But what do you call it?
Just bred into...
Bred into your knowledge.
Oh my God, that'd be a great title for this podcast. We found out we're inbred.
That'd be perfect.
Anyway, Sabrina Carpenter's new album cover. I mean, why is there controversy? Like, who cares? Oh, well, and her music is, you know, more sexual. I don't care. She's so cute and petite and everything. Why not flaunt your little ass out there?
When I first saw the cover, because I know that that's kind of her aesthetic. I thought it was supposed to play into, like, I don't know if this is the right word, but, like, not even gender roles, but it's supposed to play into, like, traditional society in the 50s. That's what I thought she was doing.
I thought it was being, like, ironic.
Yeah, I thought it was, like, trying to act out old-timey or something.
But I think people took it as, like, oh, she wants women to be...
get their hair pulled and wear a leash.
Yeah. Yeah. If act like a dog.
I have, like, my opinion on that is that I got blown out of proportion. Like, yes, maybe some people may think that's too foul, but I feel like I got blown out of proportion.
But hey, it's given her media coverage, so maybe that's what she wanted.
Just so I don't forget it, we need to do one other thing. So I remember last time we said you love Facebook Words with Friends. Like, what's your new, like, app?
Oh, yeah, I just every single day I do Connections and Wordle because I just figure it's good for my brain.
Oh, you still do that every day?
And then
every
single day. Painting app, right?
Oh, yeah, I have this painting app that I'm obsessed with. It's terrible. And I just do it, coloring app. I just do it while I'm watching TV, just while I'm...
You know what? This is your version of Picasso, and you may think it means nothing, but one day people might buy
these paintings. Yeah, but I can't draw at all. Like, I can't even draw a stick figure, but this makes me feel like I'm the world's best artist.
Just like a meditative thing?
Yeah, I do it, like, just when I'm watching TV. If I'm not reading, that's what I do, yeah.
If you were, like, the ruler of all, like, pop culture, like, who's one person or group or movie or just anything where you'd be like, I would just have them deleted? Like, not, like, any, like, you just have them, like, not be a thing anymore. Or do you just not want to, do you want to pick the high road and say you don't think like that?
I really don't think like that. I can't think
How
of anybody.
How do you ask such a horrible question
I was trying to do a shame moment.
Maybe Kid Rock.
Oh.
You guys probably don't even know who he is, but yeah, he's just...
You just aren't vibing with him?
No, I just don't vibe with him
I don't know that much about him, but he's like...
I don't really either, but yeah, I don't vibe with him.
What?
I also don't vibe with Miley's dad anymore at all. Even though she's dating What's-Her-Face, or he's dating What's-Her-Face now, but he's...
Wait, who's he dating?
That one, gosh, she used to date Hugh Grant back in the day. She's a big model from Europe.
Meg Ryan?
No. Google it.
Kendall Jenner?
No.
No, so actually, I remember hearing something about this. But
how did you? No, you've heard tons of stuff about this.
British model?
She was a huge British model, and she was in movies late 90s. She dated Hugh Grant for like 4 or 5 years. Anyway, I can't think of her name, but she's real pretty, but I don't know why she's dating him. But anyway, I don't vibe with him.
Okay. Well, those are the shade. I just had to have some sort of shade moment since this is more of like the Wendy Williams, like, pop culture part of the podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do you think about Wendy?
Wendy Williams?
Yeah.
I just hope if she is locked up, I hope she can get free and stuff.
And I remember, when we were in Australia, we listened to her. She was on a whole radio show. This was all the way back in January. And she seemed like she was talking for a whole hour and a half. So it seems like she just kind of, she's with it. So
I don't know.
That is scary. You ever, just so we know, since you're our mom, if you got to a point where you were not making sense, do you want us to lock you up and put you in a conservatorship, or do you want us to let you go free?
Neither. I don't want you to lock me up.
What if we were we have jobs, we can't watch you all day? So would you rather have that, or should we let you be free? And if you were I'm going to spend all my money, we'd be like, oh, go off. It's your money. You're the one who made it.
You know what? I don't know.
Okay.
Neither.
So just a happy medium.
Happy medium.
So you're kind of locked up, but still not.
Yeah. Like, I think I'm free, but you guys are watching my every move.
Because from what Wendy Williams said, I think she said something like to even leave her room, she has to call someone. Like, that sounds
insane.
If you were out there, that sounds so scary. You feel trapped.
That sounds insane.
Oh, yeah. What's your thoughts on the Bro Show ending since this is the finale?
Oh, I was shocked. I thought that was just really dumb because it's one of my podcasts I listen to, and now there's a day less podcast I have. But yeah, I didn't know if you guys didn't pick yourselves up for season 3 or what happened, you got canceled. I was just sad.
So since I actually saw some comments saying, well, what other podcasts do you guys all listen to? Because I need more recommendations. Do you have any recommendations to give the bros?
Oh, yeah, because I listen to
Morbid.
So. That's just about morbid stuff.
Yeah, it's these two. It's this girl and her aunt, but they were raised together. But yeah, they talk about different scary documentary stuff every week.
Do you still listen to the other one called I Can't Believe This Is Happening?
It's actually happening, yeah.
What's it called?
I Can't Believe This Is Actually Happening.
And then what's the podcast where you learned about this creepy serial killer guy that Ryan Murphy is going to...
Oh, that's
going to be the next season of American Morbid Crime.
Morbid. And I would have never known Ed Gein, Gein, G-E-I-N, the next Ryan Murphy thing. I would have never known...
I think you should give a little synopsis about this serial killer because like it's so...
Oh, yeah. I don't know anything about this.
Him and his mom were very intertwined and she didn't like the other son or something. But anyway, after... his mom died. He was devastated and he kept his mom's body. Like she was the last one in the farmhouse. It was in Wisconsin or
so
something like
that.
So you
can do that? Just keep someone's body?
Well, this was in like the 40s. But then he started killing girls and like, it was weird. Dressing their bodies with his mom's. It was weird.
Oh
shit.
My gosh. And
but anyway, then they found tons of women's bodies around the farm. Yeah.
Is there any update on that one girl who said that her dad buried all these bodies on their land?
Oh, in Iowa.
And then they dug up the land and there wasn't anything?
Yeah, they never found anything.
But and imagine how awkward for her.
So
like,
weird.
She went through this whole thing, starting a whole movement saying like, you guys, I swear, just dig it up and you'll see it. And then they were like, LOL, there's nothing down there.
Yeah.
But then does she still claim, because her siblings said that.
It wasn't true.
But then does she still claim there's stuff happened?
I haven't heard anything lately, but yeah, it was supposedly in the 70s, a little teeny hobunk town in Iowa, only about a half hour from Omaha.
That's
and she
getting,
said,
getting canceled.
Oh, well, and he said he got, I grew up in Hobunk, Iowa. Anyway, he said he was getting like prostitutes from Omaha and bringing them and killing them. And she said she had to help like bury them and everything.
Yeah, buddy, asked you this so many times, but how do you watch all this scary stuff and just not have nightmares all night and wake up screaming and stuff?
I don't know.
Oh, wait. Do you want to tell the scary story time? So we were, like we said earlier in the episode, we were camping with our dad this weekend. You were home alone, dad gone. Tell us what happened.
Okay, well, I was at a baseball game. The dogs were here, and I saw at the baseball game, like about 20 minutes earlier, our Ring doorbell had gone off. So I wanted to see who was there, and it was this girl that looked a little out of it, and she's like, hello, hello, and kept knocking, and this went on for like 5 minutes, and then she walked away and twirled around, played with something.
Kind of a Britney Spears moment.
Yeah, and then she knocked and just kept saying, hello, hello, hello. And then but it went for like 4 minutes, and then she left, and so then... You know, I turned to my daughter who I was at the game with. I was like, I'm going to die tonight. Oh, my God. And she said, oh, I bet she ran over your cat. So then I was scared the cat was running over. Anyway, nothing happened. No one died. But I'm still here.
You watch all these scary documentaries, listen to these scary podcasts. Something actually scary happened and you still are able to sleep here alone.
I know. That's what is fascinating. After that. Because wouldn't you think you'd watch a documentary at some point in the last 10 years where it said, it started out, they just went to their door, and then they started, you know?
And then also, it actually was scary, because she sent us the Ring doorbell video, and it gave the Liza Lamb energy to me. It just seems like really eerie.
Well, I have the dogs. I made sure the doors were locked, and I had the dogs all in bed with me, so...
You figured they would protect you, the Pomeranian would protect you.
Oh, for sure. Samantha would protect me. But talking about watching documentaries too often, I was at a ball game the week before last... And our one grandchild, I couldn't see her, and I asked my daughter, where is she? And she's like, she's right there behind that tree. And I was like, oh, well, make sure you keep an eye on her, because I watched this documentary where this little girl got kidnapped from the baseball game. And she's like, oh, thanks.
Well, I guess it's good. You know, you're keeping people safe.
I know.
That's the thing that you could say you're spreading fear, but maybe it's good that you're spreading fear because people think about scary stuff more.
Yeah, scary stuff can happen.
Another scary thing that happened since last time you've been on the podcast, you now have a serial killer cat.
Oh, she is not.
Oh, yeah, she got this cat.
Look at her down there sleeping.
And she just kills things, and you can say it's it's just part of her anatomy, but she lives inside of a house and stuff. And she gets fed food, but she's still just killing all these
animals. She's an outdoor cat, and she brings dead animals up to the door because she thinks that you want them. She's bringing you gifts.
I know. She doesn't do it that often, though. She can't help it. She's
I guess it
cat.
Is her. Like Jacob said, it's just in her nature, but it's just sad that she's a murderer. Well, before we go to the next section of the finale, do you have anything you want to say to the audience?
I don't know. I'm off guard.
It's fine. I mean, we didn't. We should have told you,
guys,
to prepare a speech. You missed them.
I missed you guys. I'm sorry they wouldn't let me be on, and I was canceled.
I thought you were saying you miss us to me and Lucas. I was like, wait, we see you all the time.
Yeah, I see them.
But you're talking
all the time.
About the audience.
Yeah, I guess I'm just not good enough anymore. So you know, it's fine.
Oh, that is not true. Everyone is obsessed with you, and you're the
joking.
Queen of the pod.
Yeah, right.
I think every day you should look yourself in the mirror and say, 20,000 fans want to hear me talk. I'm not going to hit them.
That's actually true. The podcast gets around that many views, and they all were just chanting your name. A picture. That's what's funny. Think of all these listeners in an arena. You would sell out an arena, and you'd be in the middle of the stage, one spotlight on you, and everyone would be cheering.
I know. You could sell out one night
fall down
at the
crying.
Local arena.
Yeah,
make it a big comedy show, and they would all fly to, you know.
No.
Well, we'll let you know if she announces her tour, and let's go to the next section. Warning, it's going to get scary. Thanks for being on.
Thank you.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Well, bam, if you're on the audio, you can't see that we've changed locations. We are in the most terrifying location that was close to where we are right now. We Googled scary spots near us, and we're in a scary spot, and it's getting dark.
This was requested as one of the top comments to go to a scary location, so we're doing it. And if you're wondering why the audio sounds different, it's because the audio device doesn't work for some reason, because this vehicle doesn't have enough power, but we're trying to use the iPhone voice memos, and hopefully it sounds the same.
Yeah, you know, it kind of gives it a Paranormal Activity vibe, how the audio might be a little bit shittier.
But honestly, did the audio device not work because of the paranormal?
That's what's scary.
Yeah, I guess we may never know.
I actually saw a few comments saying you guys need to go to the Axe Murder House again, because if you guys don't know, Jacob did that for his channel. He brought me and somebody else to the Axe Murder House
Petunia.
In Iowa. And we literally didn't even step inside the house. Jacob paid not even just to do a tour of this place. You paid to rent it out for the night. Like, it was a big, paycheck.
And yeah, and it was a big deal because, paying that much to stay in a house. But also, I was mentioning it to people. Like, we go see our grandma every once in a while. And this house, worldwide people know about it. It's not, maybe you don't know about it, but yeah, it's a very famous place. So like we were telling her like, yeah, we're gonna try to stay the night because she knows about it and she's like kind of from Iowa. And then like I told some of our family about it. So then when we didn't stay the night, and then I told them how much it costed too. So then we didn't stay the night. It is like, that's,
yeah,
why'd you waste all that money? And like, you guys actually didn't go inside. Like in the headspace I'm in right now, like I actually am a little bit embarrassed because there is someone listening or watching that hasn't watched the video yet, and that is embarrassing, like, outing myself. And the video is still on my channel, so,
I thought
it's
the video
private.
Was so funny, though. Maybe it's just because I'm in it, but, like, I actually laughed out loud when I watched it, because I was like, what a bunch of pussy-ass bitches. Like, it is the funniest thing ever. It's daylight out. Daylight. And
no.
We won't step foot in front of in this house. It's like, and also, we're trying to play up this thing, like, we're paranormal YouTubers. It's like, girl, go back to
eaten the McDonald's menu every video because I don't know if you're cut out for this haunted shit. And some of the comments were actually mad, remember? Like, they were saying, like, I'm over this. Like, this isn't even funny. Like, this is just a waste of time.
So, like, Lucas is saying, when we filmed it, I was like, I think this could be a hilarious video. That's what I was thinking. And I started editing it, and I was like, this is actually so funny. So it was so funny to me. So I was like, I so probably want to upload this, even though it is kind of a lie, just because it's like, I hope some of you guys understand it's so funny. But then, like, Lucas said, I uploaded it. And, like, if you look at the comments, there is, like, some people that got mad and stuff. But when I first uploaded it, I was looking at comments, and it was, like, the first day, and, like, people were mad. And then I was like, wait, is it, like, mean of me to upload this because it's kind of a lie? But then...
Oh, because, like, somebody might click on it thinking we'll actually go in. But, I mean, we gotta be true to ourselves, you know? We didn't want to go in, so we didn't.
And then, but yeah, then, so then I was like, I thought it's so funny, and some people do think it's so funny. But then what was the icing on the cake is we were in Aruba at this, like, stand, this store that sells, like, souvenirs for Aruba. Did you hear that whistle, by the way?
Yeah.
I heard that, too. So we're a little bit on edge right now because we're in this park at night that's really haunted.
Yeah, we'll get to why it's haunted after the axe murder story.
But the reason why I'm on edge is because there's these two people. There's like this stage thing that two people are standing on. And it was these two adults. And I'm kind of scared that, I don't know, I'm just scared that they might bang on the door. Because like, what are they doing in this park at night? And I know we're in this park at night driving.
So maybe,
like,
they're probably just as scared of us, you know?
Yeah, so I mean, but yeah, we were in this souvenir shop in Aruba. And this, a girl went up to us and said, oh my gosh, like, you guys went to the Axe Murder House, is so funny. And it made me so happy thinking, like, she watched the Axe Murder House video
and she thought it was funny.
Yeah, I mean, that's what was funny about it, is that I've done a few videos doing the paranormal things, and like, I don't know if it will ever be that serious, but we try.
But also, it was just funny, our grandma roasting us. She was like, you guys didn't even go in, because like, we saw her again, and she was like, so how was the Axe Murder House, give me the tea. And we were like, and then she was like, you didn't even step foot in. And then, like, she just was like, oh, okay, I didn't know my descendants were, like, had this type of scary cat energy.
People in the comments really, like, clacked us. I don't know if clacked us isn't the right phrase, but they, like, really, like, fully put into words what was happening. So there was three of us. And they said something like, oh, when me and my sister were visiting this one place, we both got so scared we didn't even go somewhere in this place. And that's literally what was happening. It's this thing that's kind of unexplainable. When you're with a group, it's you and someone else, and it can be more people. You guys create this vibe that's so overwhelming, chaotic, yes, scary, that you guys, at a certain point, you're not even scared of the reality. You're scared of this fake thing that you made in your head. Like, because we made this whole fake thing up in our head of over hyping it to a whole other level,
so hyping each other up, like, and then since everyone you're with is so scared, that's your new reality. Like, I guess this is so scary, so you create this. It's like a cult. Everything goes back to cults. But sorry to break it to you, we are not at the Axe Murder House. Part of me was like, you know what, we should just go there, but I was like, what's the point of wasting money again? We aren't going to do that. We're going to go to another haunted place.
It's windy, so I keep hearing, like, gusts and stuff. Like, it's actually kind of a storm right now.
Yeah, a storm is starting up right now, so it adds to the spooky vibe. The sun has already set. It's going to progressively get darker each second.
But, the Axe Murder House, in conclusion, that video kind of sums up my life. Like, it's kind of like, I'll pretend I'm going to do something, but I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, I think it's too scary. I'm out.
Yeah, like, I'm leaving.
But let's get into why the place we're at is haunted. Okay. I sent you this stuff.
Oh, okay, yeah, because we're using your phone for voice memos.
Yeah, so this is the comment that inspired this. Could you guys please drive to some haunted/creepy location and record part of the podcast there? I love the Paranormal Boys. That's the series on Jacob's channel. And the driving episodes. And it fits because my happiness is dead due to the podcast ending. So we are currently at Antelope Park in Lincoln, Nebraska. It's one of the city's biggest haunts.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard about this, like, even in school, people talked about it. Is this the park? No, I'm asking you, like, you're a historian. Is this the park that has tunnels underneath?
I don't know.
People
Let's
talked
just say
about
yes.
In high school, there's this place that has tunnels, and, like, people go in those tunnels, and, like, there's, like, haunted ass shit.
Let's just say that's this.
Okay, and I know I'm pausing again, but in high school, did you ever know someone that said, like, they had, like, they, like, they, like,
explored abandoned houses. Like, I feel that was such a high school thing. I remember someone at my high school said, yeah, like, me and my friends explored this abandoned house in, like, rural Nebraska, and they said, like, it was so scary.
I remember people saying, like, if you want to come, like, in 2 weekends, we're going to the abandoned mental hospital. I remember thinking, like, I would never. Like, that is so scary.
Yeah, that is so terrifying.
So anyway, we're in Antelope Park. So it's a big park. It's 143 acres.
That's huge.
And reportedly, there's been multiple accounts and sightings of paranormal entities. Many of the reports are similar in that people have seen strange and ghostly figures walking across the field. The car's driving up.
Okay, wait.
Behind the caretaker's house. And we think we might be right next to the caretaker's
house. Yeah, right in front of it.
We gotta look behind there and see if we see some apparitions. Apparitions?
Apparitions. Okay, so just in case someone parks next to us, what's like the fastest way out of here?
I think just right through there.
Okay, because I don't know how to get out in case if someone parks next to me, even if they're just trying to say, hey, I'm leaving right away.
We literally are the most unscared people ever, though, because we purposely parked the car in a way where we don't have to back up or anything. We reversed into the parking spot so we can just speed straight forward at any second. Maybe, honestly, you should have the car and drive the whole time.
My foot on the brake.
With the expansive space consisting of trees and foliage, it serves to create a tranquil environment. But some people find it scary.
But this is what I don't get. Like, why is it haunted?
Yeah, that's the thing. I didn't really look into it that deeply, but I didn't see, like, any history about, like, oh, there was all these murders here.
Well, the caretaker's house. That's making me think, was there, like, a bunch of sick patients or something?
Like, so that's what you're getting in your psychic vibe.
Why do you keep, like, this is what's...
Why do I keep looking? Because we're in a haunted area. I'm going to look outside.
Oh, my God.
But do you feel like you're being watched? Because that's one of the things people feel.
I guess I keep looking around thinking someone's coming up, so. But I feel like that might just be my...
I actually...
feel that's normal.
But I just feel like I'm in a horror movie. Like, the trees are all blowing, a storm is starting,
and
like you're saying.
And it's always a classic thing in a scary movie. Right in front of us, there's like... Okay, now, I have no idea if this is true, but it's, you know, it's always a thing in scary movies, these Roman Empire-type structures.
Yes.
Right in front of us, there's this old-ass structure, late 1800s type shit. I don't know if that's true, but late 1800s type shit. And that stuff, you always picture, like, someone floating above that.
Oh, yeah.
Or something.
Somebody, this is the end of the podcast. Like, this is the finale, and the end is just going to be us sitting in a car scared. But, I mean, this is what you guys wanted.
I mean, this is something that we do even in our free time. Like, it's mentioned again, we went camping this weekend. Cabin camping. We won't ref in it that much, but... we were telling scary stories around the fire, and, like... And we're in a car right now, but we were in the cabin by the woods. Actually, technically, would be the woods, I guess. But that's like, it's just so much fun telling scary stories.
I know. I actually didn't tell a scary story while camping, but I did dance around the fire to Miley Cyrus's song "Every Girl You've Ever Loved," and our brother actually said it was scary. Like, I thought I was serving like a cunt vibe, like a fashion person. But he said, this gives cult energy. Like, this is so scary.
I think
just seeing me, like, with the fire going up on me, like, did it just give, was it like a spooky model vibe? Like a model vibe, though, still.
No, yeah, so when you first started doing it, I was like, okay, strut. But then, when our brother mentioned that, it got me thinking, if I saw this image from far away, so it's three people. In chairs, staring, like, I feel like all of us are just staring at you. Like, we weren't even, like, looking away. Just were staring at you.
Complete darkness.
There's a fire, and then someone dancing in front of the fire. I would think, these people are doing some type of ritual that I don't know if I want to be a part of. This wind is howling. Guys.
Uh-oh.
Guys. There was just, like, tick on the back of my window. Like a peck.
Oh, my God.
A peck.
But, oh yeah, I actually was embarrassed because I was just in my vibe, just dancing. Someone's running. I think they might just be on a run.
Okay, why are we scared if people are just going on runs here? Like, I think we are overhyping everything.
Yeah, biggest scaredy cats. But I was dancing to the song, and then when I was done, I looked over in the cabin next to us. Like, I thought everyone was just asleep, so I was like, I'll let me just be myself. But they were loading stuff into their car, so they witnessed it. So they actually probably did see what you said, what you were explaining. They saw from afar somebody dancing in a fire with people watching them, and they probably were like, this is some sort of
sick,
cult shit.
Demonic
cult shit.
Ritual, yeah. So
but that's fun. Like, sometimes you don't even have to tell a scary story. You just move your body in a certain way that scares people.
I know, yeah. I feel
physical,
like...
There's physical comedy, there's also physical horror.
Yeah, well, like, also sometimes you just sometimes accidentally do something scary. Like, yeah, like, I was in the studio, and I made clown song. It was just me and Lukey Beach kind of goofing around. And then, it honestly was so funny, but then I remember some of the comments were saying, like, this actually is genuinely scary to me. But when I was... When we were making the clown song, it was so fun, though.
Yeah, but it was fun in a scary way, like, knowing that you're scaring others. Like, yeah, if you guys want to spook, turn off all of the lights, be by yourself, and turn on Clown Song by Jacob Crook. It's on Spotify. Is it Jacob Crook, C-R-O-O-K?
Yeah.
Clown Song. And listen to the whole thing, no distractions, and it'll be a scary experience.
Yeah, I don't know if it will live up to that, but it may.
It might. But didn't you say that as the podcast comes to a close, you had a little something you wrote for the bros?
Yeah, so in this haunted location, I did write a eulogy, and I'll read it aloud now.
Okay, let's get into it.
This all came to me last night because I was like, we're doing the last episode. I got a eulogy.
I love that. So, like, you just felt the inspiration and you got your pen out.
And I mean, I won't do a preface. The only preface I will do is you guys can view it however you want to view it. You can view it as a joke or you can view it serious.
Okay.
Okay. I was always excited to talk about random topics with my brother, even though we were hundreds of miles apart. I lived in Nebraska while Lucas resided in Los Angeles. Thinking back, the podcast for the most part has been second nature. Sort of like a phone call or catch-up, but more planned. Today, though, is the end as we know it. I don't feel low about it, because the bro show continues for infinity. Brothers around the world, do the bro show! The bro show, to me, is chatting with a bro and having a blast at the same time. Take a walk through the town square, and you may encounter a neighbor doing the bro show. Fly to Thailand, and you might also encounter a bro show there. The bro show is part of life.
I love that.
Yeah, so...
So it's always about just two people catching up, shooting the shit, and having fun. It's like it is happening everywhere. The bro show hasn't died.
Yeah, that's what I realized is that the bro show, yes, is this podcast, but it's actually, it's kind of like the title of that movie, Everything All at Once.
That's true, actually.
Also, like, I'm actually sweating because the AC is on.
And we can't have the air conditioner on because otherwise it'll ruin the audio. Well, that's good to, the good thing about it being hot in here is that, I mean, that means there isn't a ghost.
Oh, that's true, because the hairs would be standing up on my back.
And you'd be all cold. Isn't it usually a cold feeling?
Maybe it's because I said the most inspiring thing ever, but I don't feel that anymore.
I know, I don't feel scared. Your words lifted it, so now everyone just feels inspired, I feel like. So I'm actually happy, because I was saying earlier, I don't want this finale to end with us just sitting in a car scared, but now we're sitting in a car sweating, feeling inspired.
Yeah, like there's a layer of sweat on my forehead.
Well, is it time to wrap up the finale?
Yeah, I think this is it. For now.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. This is the end of the finale. We'll be on our channel still doing all the stuff. And thank you for coming along on this journey.
Yeah, thank you very much. And have a bro show.
Honestly.
That's like the new fiesta. Have a bro show.
Oh, yeah. Have a bro show with your friends.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I guess I've said it so many times, but bye.
Yeah, bye.
What? Oh my God!